You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Bring on our second guest for the day. We have Ali, is it Ali Witton? Is it Witton?
Ali Witton, yeah, yeah.
Ali Witton.
Sometimes people say Ali, and I have no preference, which annoys people.
We've got Ali Witton here on the program, coming to us live from, I assume, Pōneke, Wellington. Yeah. Yes. Nice. How are things in Pōneke?
Yeah, good. A little bit overcast today, but was warm yesterday, and yeah, nice. I get to drive along the south coast on my school run in the morning, so it's pretty nice. Or cycle on less windy days.
Oh yeah, cycling is good. What's the bike infrastructure like in Wellington? Because I mean, I stayed there for 3 months, but I never used a bike, so I don't really have the inside knowledge you would have.
Oh, well, controversial would be the best word to describe.
Controversial.
But it's getting better and it's really great. Like around, you can cycle in from like Lyle Bay and the airport area now all the way around the bays to the city safely. Mm-hmm. So I was a little boy, so he hoons along on the bike path now, which is great. And there's protected bits on bits of road. So
nice. That's awesome.
Always upsetting people at the same time, I think.
That's very true. I do remember hearing that some, I think, cafe owners or business owners in Wellington are upset about bike lanes, and they're blaming that for their business closing. Which is hilarious.
Yeah, may or may not be true. Like,
I don't know.
It contributes a little bit, but then at the same time, like, I've seen some pretty heaving bike lanes, so...
I don't know if it's the bike lanes, man. I think it's the like 10% of people in the city losing their job. I think that's in the flow and effects of gutting the public sector is probably doing more bad for your business than a bike lane. People just love to blame anything on bike lanes. It's just so infuriating.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. I do want to thank you for your time coming on the program today. You're coming on to talk about your new track, Give It Up Now. If you had to give up any bad habit or guilty pleasure, what would it be?
Eating like really late in the evening.
A night snacker,
like a bowl of cereal at like 10:30 at night, or sometimes even have one. That's really bad. probably a sign of something wrong with me, but yeah.
Are you rocking with like like kid cereal, like Fruit Loops, or are you more into the granola? You're a granola girl?
Yeah, probably more into the cereal that is appropriate with my like verging on middle-aged man situation. Yeah.
Some overpriced granola. I've been buying granola for the past few months. It's very the good stuff is very expensive. The low sugar stuff, very expensive.
Yeah, all of it is now, eh?
It's chocolate ridiculous.
Is really not this morning.
No, it's so dumb. But yeah, that's a very, very fair pleasure to give up. It seems like you've got quite the affinity for hats, I noticed, in a lot of marketing and on Instagram. Had kind of, it wasn't a fedora, it was more like a, you know, Cad Bane from Star Wars?
No, but I'll roll with it.
Okay, yeah, kind of a hat similar to his, like a very wide brim kind of squarish cowboy hat, which I like. How long have you loved hats for?
As long as I've been losing my hair.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I've got one of the old... I was lucky enough to kind of get my sunroof happening in the mid-20s. Mm-hmm. So then I started rocking baseball caps. And actually, like, yeah, this year, I guess a bit of the transition from... Like, I used to play under the name Lost Bird. And then I played a wedding, but all I ever had was scruffy baseball caps. So I got myself a nice custom-made hat from, like, Hills Hats in Petone.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
That's the new, I guess that's the symbolic of the playing under my own name now.
Mm-hmm. No hat, no play, man. That's what we like to say. you have, I guess you're in a year of transition, so to speak, and you are slowly kind of getting prepared to get into doing more music stuff this year. How does that feel? How does it feel to be in that space right now?
It's exciting. But, I mean, impatient by my nature as well, so like I want it all to happen at once. Mm-hmm. And definitely like the first single is it's all going to be like building on the previous thing, so but it's exciting to have got the first thing out. I've got a lot of new music coming this year, like roughly every 6 weeks apart, so
nice.
It's cool, you get the single out and then it's like start working on the stuff for the next one, and what you're like referencing is sort of proposed disestablished in my day job as well, which is a maybe bad thing for community, not me specifically, but one of the many public sector people who is, it's like bad things for communities, but But personally, I'm just trying to turn the negative into a positive and like use it as a bit more space for music. And I used to be a gardener, so I'm going to try and get back into gardening as like supplement my musicianship.
mean that I rate that transition, man. I have a high-powered accountant cousin who lives in Wellington, and they're like a partner in this big accounting firm. And they honestly regret doing accounting. They're like, I wish I was a gardener.
Yeah, I have ADHD, so I've had a very non-linear career where I've gone like music, mm-hmm. IT guy, I've worked on a rubbish tip, got into gardening, yeah, done a bunch of this stuff. So it's kind of nice to have a bunch of those things in your background, so I can like fall back on something when I get bored.
No, that's awesome. That's so sick. I rate gardening a lot. It's a very fun, very therapeutic, meditative thing to do. So you're preparing to put out a lot of new music, and because you got a record coming out this year. Is this record something you've been working on for quite a long time?
Yeah. It began with a year of writing. So I was challenged by a friend to write a song a week. So I wrote basically 52 songs, and then I managed to get a bit of support to find some New Zealand producers. So I've been working with Dave Khan and Reb Fountain.
Mm, big shout out to Reb.
Yeah, so she's great. Dave's great. They're great humans. And so the year of songwriting finished, found these producers, did a lot of workshopping with them on the song, so using their experience and talent. And then, recorded last year. So it's all kind of in the bag, but we're just getting ready to, like, build this, because effectively I'm a new thing at 41 years old, so
that's exciting. And the song itself, Give It Up Now, is about kind of the push and pull of self-doubt and creative yearning. What got you over the edge to get comfy about releasing the song?
I'm like pretty an open book, so I'd like release my diary entries if people cared. So there wasn't a huge push, but this, this song is it's a song I could have only written at this age. Now it's like the fact that anybody's creative in life will be challenged with that, by challenged by family members, like, or keep it as a hobby, was stuff I heard. Challenged by teachers that were like, you could pursue this, but it's probably not worth it. You're not naturally talented, so don't go for it. Mm-hmm. And then my inner voice as well. So like, yeah, that push and pull of the old day jobs at times I've had, should I keep doing this, and or maybe I'll give it till I'm 30. But you just can't, I can't give up, and that's part of it, really. Mm-hmm. And then now, in a way, this is the moment. Yeah, I've sort of in a way given up the belief that I will ever give it up, really. So I'm committed.
I think I like how the video touches on these themes, because it starts off with a dude in a very kind of cold office-y environment. I mean, the office looks nice, but it's still an office. And slowly he comes to, and he leaves the office and grabs a guitar, starts playing, which I think tells a really awesome story.
Yeah, and really blessed with the videographers on that. So that's Sadie and Emily, some friends of mine. And we were like, we've done videos in the past and they've been quite narrative. So we were like, well, we want it to be less like having a plot line, but the concept was just that you're up against things. So you're up against a crowd, you're up against the winds and all of these things, but you just keep finding your way to where feels right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where feels right sounds right as well. I mean, there's like, this thing is really well produced. There's 7 or 8 things going on musically, not necessarily all at once, but throughout. I mean, there's accordion, there's piano, there's violin, second vocals, what sounds like a banjo, drums, slide guitar. It's a real mix of folk and country. Where did it start and how did it evolve?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the things that drew me to Dave Khan as a producer was I really, really love pedal steel. So I love the sound of it. And all of the music I've done in my life, I'm pretty loose on rhythm. I'm really terrible, actually, like staying in time. It's something I've got to work on. My old band used to call me Future Boy because I was always slightly ahead of them in the songs. So I used to like instrumentation that was like violins, violas, and sort of things that created the landscape against the sort of lyrics. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was what drew me in. And yeah, that song actually was recorded like for the best, like there was overdubs put on it, but the bass of it is live. I think there's live, it's guitar, drums, the vocals are live vocal. Sure. And so you get the fun of what we did really. And it was the fun of collaboration and finding your vibe with your people. And I'm just blessed to have found some incredibly talented people to like enhance the music side of stuff behind these songs that I've written. So mm-hmm.
Are many of the elements of the different songs on the upcoming record, are many of them from live performances?
They all have like a that's kind of they all have the bass and drums together at least, and usually some main instrument like piano or guitar. And there's one that's a very raw, like 2 a.m. recording of an acoustic kind of very very raw, like so some stuff, yeah, that's important to kind of get the authenticity and the odd odd waver and quiver in the voices and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Patina,
sorry,
it's a patina.
Yeah.
Have you got any details you can share about the record, you know, when it might be dropping or the title of it? Have you got those on hand?
But like it'll be later in the latter half of the year, but the next single will be coming pretty soon. So and then Give It Up Now is not actually on the record, so the first single from the album will be the so if you like Give It Up Now, like just hold on to your seat, cuz I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud of what we've done, and it's an album that doesn't sound like we've not hung on a song. Oh, like we've got our vibe, and then we're like, oh, we'll make 10 songs that sound like that vibe. We've actually, it's like they're each song is unique and different, and I'm really proud of it. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in saying that, is the rest of the album on a country indie folky vibe, or is it all a bit of are you genre hopping?
Yeah, definitely like. Country indie folk would be all of those words.
That's the sphere, but you're playing in different aspects of that little sandbox.
Yeah. And in a way, Give It Up Now was a it sounded great. We were really happy with the song, and it just it was leaning on the country side of and kind of didn't quite fit on, or we didn't have a natural place on the record. So
You got that. Oh, sorry. Zoom is always a fickle mistress sometimes. I like how on the song you get that real like classic cheesy like country slide guitar. It's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah. I'm a big fan of slide guitar since I've been watching SpongeBob as a kid. Have you got an NZ tour to maybe promote? Are you going to be doing any touring when the album comes out?
They will. Yeah, so album latter half of the year, and then a tour that will follow. Yeah, and just really hoping that like we build some interest in the next sort of 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. We're locking it in already, so yeah.
Nice. Will you be coming down to the pearly metropolis that is Auckland, Dunedin?
Then yeah,
you will be?
And in the meantime as well, if people want, you know, I'm so keen to just to get down and meet people. I'm not about like making money from music really. I'd love it to be sustainable, so I'll absolutely book a cheap flight and come play a solo show if people are keen down there as well. So yeah, I'm probably going to be doing that next few months anyway.
Mean. Awesome. Well, it'll be great to have you down in the city. Maybe you could come on by in real life. It'd be awesome. But yeah, thank you for your time and coming on the program today. I really want to thank you, and best of luck for your music.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Zach. Cheers.
Of course. And is it Witton or Witton?
Witton.
Okay, good. That was Ali Witton. No, it was Ali Witton, folks. That was Ali Witton. We're talking about his latest track, Give It Up Now, from an upcoming record, which we can't reveal any details about, but it will be coming out later in the year. Here's Ali Witton with Give It Up Now. Give It Up Now for Ali Witton.
Never had the voice to be a singer. Told that I should quit by my first teacher. Music was a gift I couldn't give you, so I never tried. I started writing words no one could see, when wrestled with the crushes and the feelings. Never understood what it was meaning, so I never tried.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.